What started in Tunisia swept through Egypt and has now engulfed Libya, could spread to other countries.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Oil prices are hovering above $97 a barrel for U.S. delivery. And there's a report today that a Libyan military crew refused to bomb protesters in one city, and instead, those military personnel parachuted out of the aircraft. Now there are concerns the wave of demonstrations in the Middle East and North Africa of people rising up against their governments could ignite in other nations. Jeremy Greenstock is a former British ambassador to the United Nations. He spoke this morning to the BBC.
This is a very big question of the legitimacy of governments and the response of ordinary people to the way that they're governed. And we're going to see this have consequences for a large number of countries around the world.
How far can those consequences be felt? Well, right now in China, the government is reportedly detaining activists and is ramping up censorship on its already censored internet. Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz is with us from Shanghai with the latest. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Steve.
So what are the chances this revolution could reach China?
Well, I think most people in the know would say slim to none. Some of the conditions that underlay what's happened in Tunisia and Egypt and Libya and elsewhere do exist in China. Income inequality, education inequality, abuse of government power. But there's something that China has that these other countries don't have, and that's a thriving economy. I spoke with William McCahill at Pacific Epoch Group.
There are hundreds of millions of stakeholders. And there are very, very few people who are willing to jeopardize what they've taken from that new economy.
And it should be noted that the global ramifications of an upheaval in China would be much more severe than a slight rise in oil prices, which is what everyone's concerned about from the protests in Libya.
So if nobody in China, Rob, is going to revolt, then why is the government there rounding up people? And also we have reports that they're censoring the internet.
Yeah, ever since the Tiananmen Square protests of 1989, China's central government has taken any potential threat, no matter how small, very seriously. This past weekend, a couple hundred people showed up in central Beijing after a rumor spread online that there'd be protests in a dozen Chinese cities. Instead of a protest, there were just a bunch of gawkers taking pictures of each other with their cell phones and not really doing anything. And that's about as serious a protest as China's government would like to see.
All right. Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Rob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
And to Greece now, where a public worker strike and protests on the streets of Athens are aimed at the government. But what protesters really want is for the parliament there to rethink plans for cutting pay, benefits, and pensions. Think of it as Wisconsin with better weather and feta cheese. Joanna Kakissis reports there's a duel over which workers are protesting the loudest.
School teachers and hospital workers were demonstrating again. But in this strike, some low-paid government employees on short-term contracts were speaking out against overpaid civil servants with lifetime jobs. A group of archaeologists were in the middle of the crowd, holding up banners that say the government is behaving in an uncivilized way. Athanasios Stathis is an underwater archaeologist.
Almost all of the jobs are not permanent. They use us for 3 or 2 months or 6 months or 8 months the most, and they fire us.
Is that what's happened to a lot of your colleagues?
Yes, yes, a lot of them. With children, they are married, they have needs, but still they are unemployed.
As always seems to happen in Greece, young people in hoods and masks broke out of the mostly peaceful crowd and fought with police. The deep cuts in public spending and benefits have sent the country deeper into recession, but have also trimmed the government debt and kept Greece from going bankrupt. In Athens, I'm Joanna Kakissis for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are off right now, anywhere from 0.5% to a full percent. The Dow down 62 points now at 12,150. Automaker stocks are down today in reaction to the Supreme Court allowing Mazda Motor Company of America to be sued for using a lap belt instead of a shoulder belt in the second row middle seat of its MPV minivan. Global markets are lower right now as well, or finished the day lower. The Mortgage Bankers Association said more people applied for home loans last week. Sales of pre-owned homes were unexpectedly higher. More people brought all cash to those deals and bought a lot of foreclosures.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the knowledge effect. by Progressive Insurance, with more than 30,000 local independent agents. Information available at progressive.com. And by reputation.com, protecting online privacy by monitoring and removing your personal data from websites that sell it. Reputation Defender is now reputation.com.
Computer giant Apple today sent out invitations for a special event next week that'll reportedly introduce a new version of its iPad. Meanwhile, Apple shareholders are meeting today, and the focus there is on who should take over the company if CEO Steve Jobs, who's on medical leave, steps down for good. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
Shareholders are expected to vote today on a proposal that would demand Apple disclose its succession plan. Steve Jobs won't be specific about why he's on leave, but he's had at least one bout with pancreatic cancer, and there's a frenzy of speculation about his health.
No doubt the tabloid reports and the alleged pictures of him leaving a cancer clinic aren't helping.
Hillary Sale teaches corporate governance at Washington University.
I can't imagine that the board has had its head in the sand, and if it did, it should be in trouble for that.
Having a succession plan is one thing. Making it public is another. Carl Howe of the Yankee Group says that could put Apple at a competitive disadvantage.
Other companies, if they know the line of succession, then, for example, they can try to hire away people that might be in that line of succession.
Sale says the vote is non-binding, but it could send a message to the board. Shareholders want to know where the company is heading. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, I saw this on the website The Consumerist. At a cafe near the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, when TSA security agents come in for a bite to eat, they get kicked out of the place. An employee says the owner of the restaurant is a frequent flyer who recognizes those agents, and he objects to the TSA's new tougher security measures, those pat-downs and full-body scans. So he's put the TSA on his no-eat list. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The next time you feel like you're being ripped off, just remember this guy.
When I go park my car in the street and I'm not allowed to park, I pay a bribe. When I go issue my son's birth certificate, I need to pay a bribe. It's me as an average citizen.
I'm Kai Rizdal, trying to change the old Egyptian ways. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.